You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 9-year-old girl wakes up in the middle of the night to find a grown man in his underwear lying in bed beside her. The girl runs to get her dad. Dad chases the man from the apartment. Pennsylvania cops use the victim's description to identify the suspect, their neighbor, Patty Purcell. Crime Online's John Lindley.
Nancy, the father walked into his daughter's room to find the burglar sitting in her bed, wrapped in a blanket. The father later described the man to cops as a white male with red hair, weighing about 250 pounds and speaking with an Irish accent. The girl told police she woke up because Purcell had touched her inappropriately.
Purcell, 32, charged with burglary, trespass, and indecent assault of a child. Megan Stow, 25, has a healthy baby boy at her Iowa home, but puts the newborn in a box for 2 days with no care. Stoud and her father, Rodney Stoud, then stuffed the baby in a trash bag, tossing that bag in a ditch.
Police received a tip about the murder from one of Megan Stoud's co-workers who were concerned that Megan was back to work immediately after having the baby. In a text message, one co-worker asked, "Was he alive when you left him?" To which Stoud replied, "A little." The results of the baby's autopsy are still pending.
Both Megan and Rodney Stoud now charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A 17-year-old student was found dead in a wooded mountain area outside Denver late Wednesday after authorities say he wounded two administrators in a shooting at his Denver high school. With the latest, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The shooting occurred earlier Wednesday at East High School in Denver, not far from downtown, while two administrators searched Austin Lyle for weapons, a daily requirement because of the boy's behavioral issues. Lyle fled after the shooting. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw said the body was discovered Wednesday not far from the student's car in a remote mountain area about 50 miles southwest of Denver near the small town of Bailey in Park County. The Park County Coroner's Office confirmed in a Facebook post that the body was Lyle's. Cause of death was not released, pending the completion of an autopsy.
The parents of a teenager who killed four students at a Michigan high school can face trial for involuntary manslaughter. This, according to the state appeals court, in a groundbreaking case of criminal responsibility for the acts of a child. The appeals court asserts that the murders would not have happened if the parents hadn't purchased a gun for Ethan Crumbly, or if they had taken him home from Oxford High School on the day of the shooting, when staff became alarmed about his extreme drawings. James and Jennifer Crumbly are accused of failing to secure a gun and ignoring the mental health needs of their son before the shootings in November 2021. Besides the deaths of four students, seven people were wounded. 16-year-old Crumbly has pleaded guilty to terrorism and murder and could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. No one is objecting to a settlement agreement to resolve allegations of workplace safety violations in the 2021 shooting death of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of a Western movie. With more, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
After a 20-day vetting period with no objections, the agreement between New Mexico workplace safety regulators and Rust Movie Productions has been finalized, along with a $100,000 fine against the company that originally bankrolled the movie Rust. Matthew Metz, a spokesman for the State Environmental Department and its Workplace Safety Bureau, has confirmed the conclusion of the workplace safety probe of Rust Movie Productions under a final order. The $100,000 payment is due by April 15th. Separately, Baldwin and weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are confronting felony involuntary manslaughter charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who died shortly after being wounded during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October 2021. Authorities say Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza.
Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed have pleaded not guilty, and an evidentiary hearing is scheduled in May to determine whether the case can proceed to trial. Baldwin was both a lead actor and co-producer on Rust. The charges carry a punishment of up to 18 months in prison. Thousands of bone fragments, which may be the remains of victims of Nazi crimes, were buried Thursday after they were found on a Berlin University campus where an Institute for Anthropology and Eugenics was once located. Some 16,000 fragments were found on the campus of the Free University in excavations that started in 2015 after human and animal bones were discovered during restoration work. The site was once home to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Anthropology, Human Heredity, and Eugenics, which operated from 1927 until 1945. The university said the recovered fragments are from, quote, victims of crime contexts that could include colonial-era events and Nazi crimes. Researchers determined that the bones belong to the people of all age groups, male and female. But the university said that following non-invasive examinations of the fragments and historical research, it wasn't possible to identify individual victims or to link the finds to specific colonized regions or to, quote, clear Nazi context.
A Florida bar owner calls cops on Skylar Watson for getting into a drunken fight with another patron. Watson fights with officers, shouting profanities, and going so far as to spit on an officer. When Watson's cuffed, he tries to leg sweep an officer and run away. He didn't get far. Watson now charged with battery and resisting arrest. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.